Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, folks. So glad you're here with me today on this September 11th, 2018, a day of memoriam for the entire country as we never forget what happened in New York and in Shanksville and in Washington, D.C., and to this country in general. If you were alive during this time frame, you remember lots that happened on this day, and there's many things that are ingrained in the brain that a lot of people, either some haven't even talked about to this day or like to reflect on a day like this, to remember the things that we have and to make sure that we are thankful for everything. So on this day, you're here with me on this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973, and you're here with me, your host, Shane Lakita. And also, at the same time, we have all these different storms brewing all the way around different ends of the country. We got some over in Hawaii. We have major hurricanes on the East Coast bearing down on South Carolina and North Carolina and Virginia area. And then some Texas ones right in the Gulf that are brewing down there. So be safe, everybody. We've got a lot going on right now in our country, in the weather, and everybody that's listening to me right now, if you are in those zones of areas that are going to be affected or that are pending being affected by these storms, be safe, go out, be prepared, make sure that you guys are hunkered down, love the ones you love and hug the ones you love and do all those good things and make sure that we can all just get through the things we have to get through. So the first thing I wanted to do is go over something with you guys today. I did a video cast yesterday and it was on No Finish Line Nation and on my Instagram page and on Connect. And one of the things that I said on the video cast was all about making sure that you know what to do when times get tough or when things start to slow down at the pace you don't want it to, or you need to refocus and refire, and you're looking for guidance and direction and those kind of things, and you're trying to be able to hit the reset button to move forward. And all of us, every one of us, have been in that situation. All of us have sat down, we've had those moments where we've looked at ourselves in the mirror and said, you know what, I need to refocus and refire. I've got to do something here because I feel like I'm sliding, or I'm going down the road that I shouldn't be going down, or I'm eating the things that I shouldn't be eating, and I'm doing all these bad habits that I really shouldn't be doing. And we look for direction, we look for guidance, so then we may go to a meeting, or we may go to reach out to friends, or go to the gym, or we do different stuff, and we have these small little snippets of successes that might happen, but then our mentality is still in the place that we know is setting ourselves up for failure. But what if I was able to tell you that you had an open book test? You had the answers to all of the tough questions, you had the answers to everything that was there. So if you were in school and you were coming up on a midterm, or you were coming up on an exam that was going to be a really difficult one, in algebra, calculus, whatever direction or whatever course you're taking, and I was to tell you that you had the answers right in front of you. You had the answers for the test for you to be able to be successful and for you to ace that exam. Would you be happy? I know I would. Would you be excited with the fact that you're going to do really well in the exam and you're like, okay, well, that's awesome. So that's great. We have the answers to our tests. You know, we're going through this journey. We're digging through and we are struggling, and then we're strength and we're strong and we got all these things going on in our lives, and we're just like literally ups and downs like roller coasters. And this is what happens all the time. We're always in this place where some days are good, some days are bad. Some days we're trying to be able to focus on whatever situation that we have at hand, and we're going to keep on moving forward. Well, those tough days are days where we learn. And we've talked about this in the past, right? We've talked about when you go through struggles and you go through pain and suffering and you go through different things, although it feels like it's the worst thing in the whole entire world, at the end of the day, it's a learning experience for you. Whether you want to know that or not, or whether you want to learn from that or not, at any given moment is a learning experience for what you can do in the future. So when I say you have the open book test, or the open book answers for all of the tests that you're going through, All of us have gone through these things before in our past. If you are overweight or you have been overweight in your life and you have tried to lose weight, you've been ups and downs, you've focused on things, you've tried to be able to do low carb, or you tried to do low calories, or you tried to do eating right, or you tried to go to the gym, or you tried to work out, whatever it is that you've got that you've done in the past. All of those things, none of those are wrong. I hope you realize that. You might have not necessarily succeeded the way you wanted to, but there were some things that you did during those times that are successful, that have made you successful. So first of all, if you tried things in the past, great job for trying things, okay? So you put your first foot forward and you decided, I'm going to count calories, okay? So you went down the road of counting calories. You were vigilant. You were counting calories like to the T. You had your app out. You were counting all these things, macros, micros, doing all this stuff or whatever, whatever version of counting calories that you were doing at that moment in time. But first of all, you took the step to move forward because you knew there was an issue and you knew you needed to do something. And you decided, I'm going to put my first foot forward and I'm going to count calories. And you did it. And you were brave. And you stood up. And you did what you had to do at that moment in time. Now, after that period of time that you might have been counting calories, maybe you fell off the radar. Maybe you went to a party, a work party, or one of your friends' birthday parties or something like that. And then all of a sudden you started eating a little bit more and you started to not count the calories as much, and then you started to slip and then you started to gain weight. And then you blamed it on the fact that it's the calorie counting that didn't work for me, right? So hear what I'm saying. I'm going to take you on a little journey. And this journey is labeled Shane Lakita Incorporated, okay? So then a few months down the road, you're thinking to yourself, okay, so the calorie counting didn't work, which it actually did. You just didn't follow through with it, right? And you went down the road of eating other stuff that you shouldn't have. And then you slacked off on the calorie counting. But that's neither here nor there. So now a few months down the road, maybe 6-7 months down the road, you're thinking to yourself, I still have to do something though. I still have to be brave. I still have to step out there and do something. So let me try this low carb diet that I need to put myself on. So you set yourself up for success. You read a bunch of blogs. You look at some stuff online. You do all kinds of stuff to be able to set yourself up for success. You outfit your house with no things like French fries or carb chips or Wheat Thins or whatever else. You take all that stuff out of your house, and all you're doing is you're focusing on proteins, meats, those kind of things like cheeses, et cetera, and you are going to set yourself up for success built around the low-carb diet. And then you start to lose weight. Then you start to see some results, and you're like, oh man, this is feeling pretty good. So you keep on, and you keep on focusing through, and again, celebrate in the fact that you were brave enough to step out there to try something new. You were brave enough to know that you needed to do something about yourself or for yourself, and you did it. You put one foot in front of the other, and you did it. Now, hear what I'm saying about all these positives, because these are going to be important later on at the end of this podcast, okay? So you're putting all these things together. You're putting one foot in front of the other. You're successful with the low carb. You lost more weight than you ever have before. You're feeling really good about yourself. You're feeling trim. You're not at the weight you want to be at, but you're close, maybe 20, 30 pounds off. And you're like, okay, you know what? I can back off a little bit. I'm feeling really good about myself. I'm going to eat some fries tonight because, you know what? I've earned it. I've done this now for the last 7 months, and I've lost a really good amount of weight, and I'm feeling good. The clothes are fitting great. Everything's looking great. I'm having a lot of people celebrating with me. Everything's all great and fine and dandy and all that good stuff. So then here we are all like together looking to, you know, maybe go out and celebrate a little bit, eat some carbs, and then you go ahead and you eat those carbs and you go through and you eat the fries or you eat the chips or you eat the different things, and you're liking what it's tasting like and what it's sounding like and all that great stuff. And then guess what? You start to slide again, and then you start to put on weight, and then you start to pack on the pounds, and the pounds start to come on quickly. And then not only will they come on, but then you're going to have the pounds pack on and then double the amount of weight that you had before. So now you've not only gained weight back, but you've put on extra weight on top of that that adds right to the whole entire equation. Okay. So now you know, you put your first foot forward, you dug in, you did the low carb, you did all the things that were necessary for you to be successful you were successful, and then you started to drop off the radar. And then you say to yourself again, does this sound familiar? Oh, that low carb doesn't work for me. You know, I gained all my weight back. It was so quick. I starved myself from the carbs. I needed carbs in my life. I needed this, that, and the other. And the low carb stinks, and this is not going to work for me because I'm never going to do that again because it failed. No words in there were you saying that I failed the low carb, or I failed executing on the plan that I wanted to be able to execute on, or I failed in doing the things that were necessary for me to do. Nowhere in there. We usually always try to blame other things that are going on, like surroundings, like issues, like drama, like whatever's going on in your life. You've got all these things that are happening all around you, and you think to yourself, you know, I'm going to blame those things based on the fact that this is what happened for my weight gains or for my fat content or whatever else that was there. I gained all this stuff based on the fact that all this other stuff was happening, or I gained the stuff because the diet doesn't work, or the diet failed. All those different things that you had going on. Okay, so then you're in this bad place, right? You're right back to where you were before, if not a little bit more heavy. And you're thinking to yourself, I got to try something new. I got to try this, any other. You're feeling down and depressed about yourself. You're not fitting in your clothes again. You're feeling really down in the dumps. And then you decide, I'm going to go ahead and try this other diet, whether the plan was, I don't know, maybe a Jenny Craig or a Weight Watchers or whatever else. And you said, I'm desperate. I got to try something. And you do it. And you're successful with it. And again, you're brave. You put one foot in front of the other. You take the risk. You go out there and try something new, knowing that you have to do something, which feels like the 15,000th time or 15,000th different plan, risk, different thing that you're trying to do to make yourself better. And you feel like, what else can I do here? I'm continually always trying. I'm an addict to food. I like to eat. I like celebrating or partying. I like to drink. I like all those different things. And I need something that's going to be balancing and whatever else. Now what I need you to do is, after all is said and done, and let's say you're on that current plan that you're currently on right now, you've lost some good amount of weight, but you're maintaining and you're kind of, you know, flatlined to where you're at. You're not where you want to be, but you don't want to fall down the same road as you did before. And you're starting to learn from your mistakes in the past. You're starting to think to yourself, if I don't stay focused and I don't continue to push forward in this realm that I'm sitting in right now, I'm not going to be successful in what I'm trying to do. So what are you going to do today to make yourself successful moving forward, even though you may feel like I'm a turtle, I'm not going fast enough, I'm slow in my loss, I'm just trying to get through day by day and fight through everything that I've got to fight through and all this drama is going on around me, but I know that I can get through it. Here's where the open book test happens. This is where the open book, this is where you can, if you can open up something to tell you the keys to your success. Everything you've been through in the past can only help you with what you're trying to do right now. So all those different weight loss plans that you try to put yourself on, whether it's counting calories, whether it's low carbs, whether it's any of the dietary plans that you try to, you know, purchase or subscribe to or different things like that, all of them have positives to each one of them. Every one of them. Even if you have a negative feeling in your mind to how it ended or what the outcome of those were or what the result was after you made poor decisions afterwards, think about the times when you were successful with them. What were some of the common things that were positive for you? Were you able to set yourself up on a plan? Were you able to, during the times when you were successful, were you able to have a plan of what you're going to do and follow through with it? Were you able to fight through adversity and fight through addiction and cravings and all those things? Were you able to do that? Because if you were able to do it at once, you can do it today. And if you were able to do it twice, you definitely can do it today. And now we're talking three times, and now you set yourself up on a habit or a behavior that you know you can do, but you choose not to do it. Why? The mind gets in the way, right? Our heads get in the way of our success to keep pushing forward. We are our own worst critic. We're our own worst enemy, and we continue to battle through ourselves and fight against ourselves over and over and over. It happens all the time. And I can't explain it. And I don't think any psychologist in the world can explain it. We label it as being, it's just human nature. That's how we're wired. But why is that? Why do we let that get in the way? Why can't we fight past that thing that goes on in our brain to be self-sabotaging and set ourselves up for failure? How do you do that? You can do that pretty simply by taking a look at all of the things that you've done in the past that you've been successful with, not what you failed at, not all the things that you've fallen flat on your face or you've done different things that haven't worked for you. I'm talking about the things that you know worked for you at the time that you were doing it. All the times that you felt strong about yourself, felt like you were succeeding, you were losing some weight, you were feeling an identity, you were feeling like you were being successful. All those moments that you were in those zones of where you were at are positive affirmations. Those are things that you need to write down in a journal, on a piece of paper, somewhere, to know that these are the positives that I've had in the past. This is what I know I can be successful with, even if I didn't have the outcome that I wanted it to be. We do it too often whenever we fail, right? I see it in sports. You know, my son plays football, and I'll see if you're going through an entire game and you played so well during that entire game and you're fighting, you're in the trenches and you're executing plays and you're really doing well and you lose by 1 point. And what's the overall outcome of that losing by 1 point? 9 times out of 10, we're sitting there telling ourselves, what a failure that was. I can't believe we lost that game. I can't believe that we failed in the things that we were trying to be able to accomplish, to win the game, to come together as a team, to do all those things. We all are there. We've all been there. And that's kind of how we're wired. Instead of looking at, we executed on these plays, we were on point on these plays. We did this much training and practice to be able to get there. We fought to be able to come together as a team. We stayed in the game where we needed to. We had a chance to win, even though we didn't win. We still fought like hell to get there. Why not write down all the things that you positively did during that game? Same thing with our journeys. What do you think a coach is going to do after that? A coach isn't going to sit down and say, I can't believe you guys lost by 1 point. You suck. Right? I can't believe you did that. You know, you're just a failure in general. No, the coach is going to look at you and say, wow, guys, here's some things that we did really well. Let's take a look at those. Let's accentuate those. Take those strengths that we have. Let's use those in other areas of our game and work like hell to be able to keep focusing on the things that we have to focus on. Okay, so if you look at it, that's what a coach does in football. That's what a coach does in sports, any of the sports that's there. They try to be able to take a look at what you've done in the past that's positive, use those strengths for whatever it is you're trying to work on, and use those to be able to be successful moving forward. Why don't we do that with ourselves? Because we're our own worst critic. I mean, literally, I can look at myself in the mirror and know that I'm down 85 pounds total, but I still am self-defeating. I still look at myself and say, I'm not where I want to be. I'd like to be more. I'd like to be thinner. I'd like to be able to fit into my clothes a whole lot better. I'd like to be able to do some of the things that I wanted to do. But if I really look at my whole entire journey, imagine what I couldn't do when I was 85 pounds heavier. You know, I couldn't even walk in an amusement park with my family because I would get winded or be out of wind and I was unhealthy. I wasn't feeling good. I was always nauseous or dizzy and those kind of things. But now I've set myself up for success and I forget those things sometimes. I forget to reflect on those. But I know what I need to do. And this is what I mean by open book tests. I've been successful in the past. Although I might not feel like the outcome was successful, that's okay. But I've been successful. What caused that success? Determination, focus, planning, organization. All those little words that you've heard of in your life to be able to know that these are gaps and areas of what we're trying to be able to accomplish in life or professionally or whatever that we all lack in. Those are the things that I was very successful with at that moment in time when I was successful losing weight or going down the road of this health journey. And if you're a long-time maintainer, you're a lifetimer, and you're somebody that's been doing this journey for a long time, and you're at a place where you're stagnant or you're not feeling like, oh man, you know, there's no more excitement about me trying to lose weight or those kind of things. Well, at the end of the day, if you think about it, you know how to succeed also. You know what to do to be successful. I mean, these are really important things to take into consideration. So that's what I recommend you guys do. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. If you have been successful in the past, reflect back on those times that you were successful, not when you failed, but when you were successful. Write those notes down of the qualities that you had during those times that you were successful, and you can use those as you are right now if you're in a flatline stage or you're reeling and you're actually sliding right now. You can use those things to be able to say, I've been successful before. I know what to do. I've got the open book test. I've got the answers. I got the cliff notes. I got them all right here in my brain. And I've done it in the past and I know I can do it. Because that's going to help you. If you know you can do it, then why not do something that you know you can do? Don't run away from it. Lean in on it and be successful with everything you're trying to do. So write it down. Use it. Don't forget that you are successful and you can be successful at anything you accomplish or anything you set your mind to, anything. I always say, I tell my 13-year-old son that he can accomplish whatever it is that he wants to accomplish. And there's this hope that we go into whenever we're thinking about that with him. But what about me? How come I don't tell myself that I can accomplish anything that I want to? Anything I put my mind to, I can accomplish. I need to tell myself that a little bit more. So, with all that being said, set yourself up for success moving forward. Do the things that you know are successful and be a rock star that you're meant to be. We'll talk then.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.